Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, my next guest, Lisa Tierney Kyo, is flying to the USA next month for vital surgery for painful and debilitating endometriosis. Her surgeon has written a letter pleading for a compassionate exemption, which would enable Lisa to recover in the comfort of her own home, as opposed to a designated quarantine hotel. However, this has thus far been refused, and Lisa joins us now to tell us her story. And Lisa, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this evening. You might just tell us very briefly about your condition, endometriosis, and what it is and how it is affecting you.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. So endometriosis is a debilitating progressive disease in which endometrial-like cells grow outside of the uterus in any part of the body. So typically it will be anywhere in the pelvic cavity, but it has been found in the brain, it's been found in the nose, it can go to your lungs. And the biggest symptom is crippling pain. Infertility is a huge issue with it as well. Very heavy periods, and that's the kind of the meat and bones of it, right?
And
there.
And in terms of how it has affected you, because I know there can be various severity of this, and people can be affected in different ways. How is it affecting you? In terms of pain and your life?
So my life at the moment is it's pretty difficult. I've had to stop working. I'm on very high levels of opioids for pain and nerve pain medication. This happens every day. I find it difficult to take care of my daughter. It's difficult to do daily activities, and the fatigue at this point now is so bad that come about 3 o'clock every day, I'm pretty much not able to do anything. I have to choose between cooking dinner for my daughter or spending time with her. Like it's very difficult. And I know that this is a very, very common issue for women who have endometriosis, some of whom are in much worse condition, who can't even get out of bed for days on end.
This can't be treated with medication. The pain can be treated, but the actual disease itself can't, I believe, or it's progressive.
It's a progressive disease. You can manage symptoms. So you can throw, contraceptive birth control pills at it. You can try suppressing it hormonally, but those are all just treatments. The only way to the symptoms. The only way to effectively treat endometriosis is to excise it. A lot of surgeons will just use ablation, which is just basically burning the top of a lesion, which actually typically tends to irritate it more and make this condition worse. So the gold standard is excising it. And there are no surgeons in Ireland who can excise complex endometriosis at the moment. So thousands of women have to travel abroad to the UK, to Germany, to Dubai, to the US, to Romania. We've no option. There's nowhere else, but we can't get healthcare here for this.
So for you then, after a lot of searching, you decided the best place for you would be to go to Atlanta, Georgia for surgery. And you've got an appointment for June.
Yes, I have an appointment on June 10th. And this appointment, it was difficult enough to get it. And as you can imagine, lots of virtual consultations and sending of MRI and lots of logistics. And then on the 9th of April, the government announced that they were going to add the US to the mandatory hotel quarantine list, which would effectively mean that when I return from major surgery, I will be forced to go into a hotel facility with open wounds that require dressing and potentially get infected. I probably will need help with washing and feeding myself and walking. It's against medical advice for me to go into a hotel. It's inhumane is what it is. And as things stand, that's the way I have to do it.
And when you say it's against medical advice, you actually have a letter from your surgeon in the US saying to the Minister for Health or to anyone who can give you an exemption here that it is his medical opinion that you should be going home when you get off the plane.
100%. Any doctor will tell you that you just cannot put a patient that's post-operative into a hotel near the airport. It's just cruel. And yes, my surgeon has written a very comprehensive letter outlining this. And I have tried very hard to get this to the attention of many ministers, and I'm failing. I'm being ignored.
Can you just tell us a little bit about your trip and what that will look like if indeed you do manage to go? After the surgery, you're going to be in a quarantine effectively in the US for 2 weeks.
That's correct. I'm not allowed to fly because of the surgery, but I will also be, I'll be in quarantine in an apartment for 2 weeks. And then I would be flying home to Dublin. I would be in a wheelchair. I would require help. And as things stand, I will be taken from Dublin Airport to a hotel in that condition.
So as you say, you've contacted as many different places, departments as you can, your local TDs. What are you hearing back? What is the message you're getting back? Or are you getting any message back?
Oh, it's pretty paltry, actually. So far, I have contacted the HSE, the Department of Health, the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Department of Justice, US Consular Services, local TDs. Two TDs have put in parliamentary questions for me. That was Richard Boyd-Barrett and Eoin Arirdon. Cormac Devlin has said that he will speak with Minister Coveney about the issue and raise the issue of the mandatory hotel quarantine for individuals with endometriosis for that. And I also consulted a solicitor because I reached the end of my rope, and the solicitor advised me that the only option I had was to issue High Court proceedings, which are both costly financially and incredibly stressful to a person who's already chronically ill and in debilitating pain every day.
So you've actively considered a High Court case, but you don't think you're going to go that direction?
I have considered it, and I went, I started the process, and then I just had to stop because it would just be too much. It's just too much. There's only so much I can take. And I'm at the end of my abilities right now.
In response to one of those parliamentary questions that you mentioned, this one I think to Richard Boyd-Barrett, Minister Stephen Donnelly said that medical services are available at all times in designated facilities to ensure the health and well-being of every person in quarantine. So if you were in the hotel and you needed medical assistance, which by the sounds of things, you will need some assistance anyway, it's saying that there would be medical services there. Does that give you any comfort?
Not at all. I'm also hearing that people are waiting 5 hours for a bottle of water. It would be an absolutely terrifying prospect for me and my family to know that I would be in there alone without any help. It's just not possible.
So what do you say then, Lisa, to people who will say, you know, people can't travel home for funerals, people haven't seen their family in a year? You know, they've been very difficult, hard situations for lots of people in terms of travelling, not even between different countries, between different counties. You know, we've seen an awful lot of hardship over the pandemic, and yours is a very, very difficult situation as well. But why should it be seen as different?
Well, I don't just see this as a situation about me. I think there needs to be Minister Donnelly needs to take a look at the legislation and understand that there are thousands of people in Ireland who need to travel abroad for healthcare. There are thousands of women in Ireland who cannot receive the healthcare they need. Minister Donnelly said that himself in a press release last month, that women, there is no access to care for endometriosis in this country. And I understand that everybody's in a difficult situation. And so what I'm pleading for is a compassionate overview of the entire legislation to take into account that there are people that do need to travel and that do have legitimate reasons to need to travel and come back and not go into a hotel, but to go home and quarantine in their own home.
And if you can't get some exemption, what happens then for you?
My disease is going to progress. I'm going to be in more pain. And I'm going to have to wait until the US has taken off the designated places list. And then I'll have to wait until another surgery date opens up. And it's going to be a horrible, painful process for me.
The only other way out of this, I suppose, would be vaccination, would it? But you're nowhere near getting vaccinated in terms of being on the age cohort list, I'm assuming.
Absolutely not. And the way that endometriosis is treated or even understood in Ireland means that, you know, it doesn't even come close to being a condition that would be considered necessary for cohort 4 or any of the other groups that need to get vaccinated soon.
OK, so that's not an option for you.
No.
And hotel quarantine is not an option for you. So unless something changes.
Yeah.
You have to put it all off for an unspecified
indefinitely
amount of time.
And that's the thing about this, is that I will wake up, and thousands of women who may also be in this situation will wake up every morning in crippling pain, not knowing when the end date, when there's an end date, when it's going to change for them. It effectively eradicates all hope.
Choosing between playing with your daughter or having dinner with your daughter.
Yeah, or like cooking. I have to make a choice every day, like, can I do this or can I spend time with my daughter? And my relationship is suffering. She already has to look at her mother just lying on the couch because I simply can't get up, or because I can't get up in the morning. And it's really, really painful to see that.
Okay. I'm so sorry for the situation that you find yourself in, Lisa. And hopefully something, it's so difficult, but such a difficult time for everybody, but again, so difficult for yourself. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us this evening, and I hope something gets resolved for you.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks. That's Lisa Tierney-Kyo speaking to us this evening about her situation.
And we should say we did contact the Department of Health in relation to Lisa's case, but we're still awaiting a response.